My Fix It Up Lifetime.
Yeah, and this episode brought to you by our sponsors, Hyde Tools. Check out HydeTools.com. Next time you're ready to rock out a painting or drywall or patching job, all kinds of tools to get your job done. Help support us by supporting them.
And we're talking about lawns today, a little bit of, you know, pre-Irish St. Paddy's Day, getting our green on.
Got to get the green all up in there.
And do you notice I have my little coins here, like my little pots of gold I found from the rainbow, and have it into a little necklace action here going on.
That really works.
Do you notice the details?
And I'm thematically dated in the same thing I always wear. So that makes
it's
me
about
calendar
your,
appropriate, no matter what I do.
You're neutral man.
Neutral man. Exactly. I have 3 shirts, and I just wear them over and over again. If you want to give me a shirt suggestion, I will accept that.
You know, I had a college professor who wore the same outfit every single day, and he wore it every day, not even
the same actual clothes?
Yes, and this is when I was in architecture school.
Because that's not creepy at
so,
all.
So, Friday night,
of psycho.
Friday night, 10 o'clock at night, to come into studio to see who was serious about being an architect, he'd have the same outfit on as if it was Monday morning, coming into studio to check our work and everything. The same exact outfit. It was like that character on Seinfeld. Wasn't there a woman that had like a Supergirl kind of outfit?
I don't think I know her. I know Kramer and Flying Through the Door. I used to enjoy
that's
that. That's
not even what I'm talking about.
Seinfeld, Kramer.
Anyway, so we're talking about lawns and grass today, and I'm fascinated because I enjoy the beauty of the outdoors and I like to be outdoors, and I've always kind of shied away from knowing the names of trees, the names of grass, the names of things, because to me, once you can categorize it, it takes away some of the beauty of it.
And I'm the opposite. What you know about them helps them live and helps them thrive. So the details are where the beauty is for me, whether that's striping grass, which I love striping grass, or just making the grass green so it can be striped, so it can be healthy. It's not full of chickweed and all kinds of other stuff that just doesn't feel good under bare feet or at the barbecue or whatever.
See, I have no idea even what that is, and I'm okay to admit that because I'm lucky enough to have you, a lawn expert.
Yes.
An outdoors expert.
And we're lucky enough to be able to share with each other. Where I pick up, she drops off. Where I drop off, she picks up. That's kind of a nice thing that we have. It doesn't
kind of
always
like
work, like sometimes when we interrupt each other, but it's going to work today, and we're going to talk about everything from the Game of Lawns, Twitter war with Kevin O'Connor. That's right. It's coming. I don't care if you have 7 feet of snow. Mow your lawn.
We're talking with Chris Lampton, our friend from Cape Cod, who not only HGTV's Going Yard with his beautiful wife, Peyton, but also is the new expert on Yard Crashers DIY Network and my favorite This Old House expert, Roger Cook. I still think that he could actually take a tree with his bare hands and rip it out of the ground. Like, he seems like the strongest guy I've ever seen.
He must
ever
exude some interplanetary
there's
strength.
There's something going on there.
Looking
I like
forward to talking with him.
Lawn experts, they're hot.
So check out Sherline.com, who also helps bring this podcast and our videos and our blogs and everything else to you. Support us. Support them with your wallets at the store at your next project.
And let's get talking with Chris Lampton.
So, Teresa.
The luck of the Irish.
It's happening all around us. All around us, I say.
Oh, you're lucky charm?
Yes.
You know, I am wearing
such a bastardization of the entire culture.
I don't know if
are you kidding me?
I know how much you enjoy the details of my ensemble. That you noticed
that's
that I was
French
wearing a little bit of a rock from Ireland.
The old sod.
I am. I'm wearing this. I got this when I was 5 years old. Did you notice?
Chris Lampton from
who
DIY
also notices
Network
details on his wife that are this tiny as well.
If it's under the size of a sheet of plywood, I don't think I can see it.
That's better than saying is it bigger than a breadbasket. I like that, Mark. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we can do in our house that Mark will absolutely not notice whatsoever. But if there's something that's different about the yard.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? And I got to get to the bottom of it.
Yes, immediately. I don't understand. Are you the same way?
Oh, yeah. The yard is my domain. I mean, anything that's going on there, I have to know about.
So, okay, so psychiatry question, which you should probably be some type of expert in.
Yes, my minor.
Well, with all the...
I think more being a patient, but...
I was thinking about him being around so many people. He's just crashing yards, and he's helping people go yard and all the stuff that he has to do. Like, working with people in very stressful environments, he's pretty calm as a cucumber.
I'm going to go patient. Okay. Anyway, my question is... The yard, I mean, is it a guy thing? Is it just, like, is it in our DNA somewhere? What's your take on that? That riveting rip from the headlines question.
I mean, obviously, I think it is. We were hunter-gatherers for centuries. So it's just in our DNA to be outside, you know, seeing what's going on, gathering things that we can, protecting the yard, protecting our domain. So... I mean, again, it's in our blood, so it's not our fault. You know, we've been bred to do this.
I wouldn't say it's your fault. It's just, like, kind of odd that, you know, when you go outside, you notice everything. When you go inside, it's like, where is the TV controller and where's my chair? And that's it. But that's just the way that boys, oh, my goodness,
nicely
you have it
played.
Next to you.
Yeah.
So today we're talking,
other
though.
Questions don't matter, I guess, is what it points to. Do you even know what color your ceiling is? Don't look.
I'm hoping white. I don't really know, though. That's a good question.
That is a good question. Okay, so we're talking about a question I've had for Mark for a while, which is...
I'm hoping this is a good question.
When is grass considered...
Not the question I'm
...a
hoping
lawn?
For.
Because I am sort of a yard and grass novice. Like, I don't even understand why you would want to get rid of crabgrass. So why... What makes someone's grass become their lawn?
For me, it's the lay down test. If I can lay down in the grass and take a nap, that is a good lawn to me. Crabgrass, it starts itching and poking at you. That's not a good grass. That's not grass you want to have in your lawn. I like a lawn where once I'm done mowing it, I can take a nap in it.
Now, is there something like the kind of grass, the width of the blade, the height of the grass? Like, I want to know, like, the science behind it. Like, I like to categorize things. And I bet your wife does this too, Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
Categorize, detail, spreadsheet it out. Like, I want to know how to
do
this.
And, Chris, if there's any way you could make this excruciatingly
yes.
dull and boring
yes.
and as dry as a textbook, please feel free, because you know what? We don't mind if people tune out
no,
the podcast right
no,
now.
No, not at all. Because no. I, you know, I like science. I want to know. What's your favorite
grass? Here's my big book of grass. Page one.
Lampton holds out a 3-ring binder. I swear we have not planned this.
Once upon a time, there was a wee lad named Chris, and he went out in search of the perfect grass for his yard to make it into the lawn of his dreams. And he took his bride, Peyton, and then they went into the greenness of the love, and then they
Teresa.
Made lots of babies.
Oh, my God.
Being Irish, I don't know what you're talking about right now. Tura, lura, lura.
Yes. So what is your favorite kind of grass?
Do
you have one?
Grass is like, people say, you know, what kind of grass should I plant in my yard? That's the hardest question in the world because, A, where do you live? B, is your yard sunny or shady?
Oh.
C, or three, is there high traffic? Do you have kids? Do you have dogs? Like, so, I mean, grass is something that is so specific to each individual's yards, it's ridiculous.
So I'm kind of gathering that it's the kind of question when people ask me, what color should I paint my living room? It's the same kind of question.
How much does a deck cost?
Yeah, exactly. How much is it going to cost to renovate my bathroom? I don't know.
Depends on
where you are, how big it is. Like, so grass is the same way. So if you're in a cold climate, it might be ryegrass. If you're in a warm climate, it might be zoysia, Bermuda. But again, it all depends. And grass is so different. Like zoysia is it's a vine. It's like a vine grass.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Grows, like, it grows underneath the ground to the next thing that comes up.
Right.
I know about that grass.
That's called a rhizome.
What? No, as a child, this is my only experience with grass.
Okay.
Like, I don't mow grass. I don't use a string trimmer and all that other stuff. But the one thing that I had to do when I was a child is we took plugs. My dad would make my sister and I go take plugs of a zoysia grass from our neighbor and put them in our yard. And we would then put our, like, we had to do that a lot as a child.
That's how you spread it around.
I don't know anything about grass, but I know that. So do you have, like, a favorite kind of mower? You know, the zero-turn things and the... Like, Mark, I think Mark uses a different mower every single springtime and summer.
We periodically do some lawnmower reviews here at My Fix It Up Life, which, shameless plug, you can find at myfixituplife.com. And check out some of the mowers we've looked at. But, yeah, I mean...
Do you have a favorite kind?
It depends. So, commercial grade, we just got a brand new 48-inch ride-on mower. And it's like playing a video game. It's not even like I'm working. So, you have, like, little joysticks, and you're just cruising around. And, you know, I got my headphones in. It's not work. You get that beautiful smell of grass, and you're cruising. It's fun. So, I'm getting paid to mow someone's lawn, but it's fun. At my house, sometimes I like to do a throwback. Growing up, we had a small front lawn, and my dad had one of those old-school push blade mowers. So
mower you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. So he'd make us use the real mower in the front lawn. So I have one of those now for my front lawn, and sometimes I'll just do it because it's a nice slow cut. You know, you get to just relax even more. Mowing time for me is, it's like zen. You get the smell. It's just going back and forth, back and forth. It's just a slow time where I can just get away. I'm doing work, so, you know, you can't yell at me. I'm doing work. I'm in the front lawn. I'm mowing, making it look good. And it's just, you have to concentrate, too, because you want the perfect lines. You know, you want it to look like Fenway Park in the summer. You want those beautiful lines. And it's just a relaxing time for me.
So when you're done being all zen and you get off the mower and you go back to the house, what kind of drink do you pour yourself to celebrate your lawn victory?
That's Arnold Palmer.
Why not? That's like lemonade and iced tea, right?
That is.
Yeah.
And Jack Daniels. I think that is the actual cocktail.
Really?
And Arnold Palmer is...
It's just that lemonade and iced tea.
It's a cocktail, though, isn't it? Wasn't...
Well,
isn't
yeah,
So
the original Arnold Palmer is lemonade iced tea. And I figure, what better drink to drink after you've just, you know, made your lawn look like a fairway than a drink named after a golfer? If it's afternoon, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Throw a little vodka in there, and you weekend has already started.
So, Mr. Chris Lambton, when you're out in the world and you hear the sound of a string tremor where the string isn't quite right, do you have to run over and tackle the person and fix it, or are you zen about it and just chill and go move on with your life?
Oh, I'll stand there ajar watching someone with a string trimmer, and you know when it's too close to the ground, Mark, and they're just hacking the grass?
Yeah.
To me, that's almost as bad as the noise of a dentist drilling a tooth, because it's very distinct. They're scalping the lawn.
So, Chris, when Teresa and I argue later, I'm actually going to play this back so that at least there's one other person on the entire globe of the earth of people who at least shares some crossover with me. Maybe there's validation there. Maybe not. I'm not saying that this works, but I will tell you that we have a neighbor who the string's an inch long, And he'd go faster, Chris, I am not kidding you, if he just fell over.
He could use scissors.
And he's... And I want to go pat him on the shoulder and counsel him. Counsel him about the goodness.
But it would probably be more like this than this.
Yeah. I'm known for my calmness, Chris. A lot of people say, Mark, you're a calm guy. It comes right off of you. Yes. I notice you shaking your head in the affirmative. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so so now that Mr. Lampton, I like calling you Mr. Lampton, is an official yard crasher, are you crashing lawns in California for the most part?
So last year, we taped two seasons worth. So starting in April, you'll see all these that I taped last year. I taped in Sacramento. I taped in Reno, which is the biggest little city in the world. I taped in Austin. I taped in Florida. I taped in New Orleans. How much fun was it crashing New Orleans, right?
Wow.
So I get to move around a lot. And this year, I'm actually going to get to crash Cape Cod.
No.
Nice.
Is your dad going to help?
He better. He's my free labor.
Because I know he goes on the Weather Channel with you, too. He's kind of a little bit of a celebrity.
Of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. A bigger deal than you.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's the original.
Because it would be C on the tree. And yeah, it's not. There's no C there.
For those watching the podcast, not just listening to it, which you can do.
You totally can.
You can see Chris here talking to us.
On YouTube.
He's geared up. A tree with an E in it, which our boy Jack calls the E-tree shirt. He's kind enough to give one to me. Can people buy that thing from you? Do you have a gear shop?
So, oddly enough, so I just redesigned my website. About 3 weeks ago, it was hacked, and my old website was completely deleted by the Nigerian Cyber Army.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, so luckily enough, it was a week that we were basically trapped in the house because of snow. So I learned how to remake a website in a week, and now it's all completely new and actually better than before.
I did like the new website. Yeah, chrislampton.com.
It's so easy to do now. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so now up there, we have a place where you can actually buy gear. I'm wearing it because we're in a rental house, and it's a summer cottage. So the walls aren't really insulated, so it's cold in here.
Oh.
Now, in the, Tara, minute or so we have left?
We've probably already gone over.
Fiskars. You're doing something with Fiskars that I saw, I don't know, at Chris Lampton 13 maybe, wherever the hell I saw that. It sounded really cool.
Oh.
Just, you know, top of the trees, as they say in landscape talk, Chris.
Well, so Fiskars gives away 30 $10,000 grants, plus they give tools to communities, schools, whoever is trying to green up their area, reclaim a block that is just overgrown and gross. So they're helping beautify not only the United States, but also some places in Canada as well. And luckily, I'm a part of it. I get to go and help out. It's, as you know, trying to give back to people, it's so much fun when you get a chance to do it and partner with a company that does it as well. So it's a really cool project.
That sounds awesome. If you're ever in the Philly area doing something like that, I want to come and help. I like to volunteer.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing one on Falmouth. Picked one on Cape Cod. There's one in Falmouth that we're going to help out in elementary school, actually. So it should be fun.
That sounds really, really good.
Cool. Compost bins and kids. Chris Lampton. Fiskars.
That sounds awful.
It's Chris Lampton. Well, don't read into it too much. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Don't overthink.
Right.
Don't overthink. Get zen.
No thinking.
Stripe it out.
No.
Yep. Just pretend you're mowing a lawn. Pretend you're mowing a lawn.
Back and forth.
Use a lot of string. Don't hit the ground.
Very zen. And you got to turn that thing sideways to be an edger too, right? Anyway. You're on the Weather Channel all the time. Keep that coming out on Facebook and stuff. Yeah. I think we have to go.
We do have to go. Thank you, Chris.
We do have to go.
Marcus Lisa, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Happy mowing.
You bet, buddy. We'll see ya. Inside my fix it up life, and we are talking, what makes grass a lawn?
Yes.
What is the difference? I worked with a guy once, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. I went over to his house. I was building something for him, and what he says is, he was out, I went to his house to pick something up. He's out there with this beater lawnmower about an inch from the ground, torching his grass, just torching it. I pull into the driveway. I see clover shooting out the side of it, and I just looked at him. He must have seen the look on my face. He says, look, as long as it's green and short, I don't care. I almost left the job that day.
Okay, so this is where I am with this whole thing. And I really appreciate Roger and your, Mark's, knowledge. And
that's Roger Cook.
Roger Cook from This Old House, who I, you know, I deem the expert of the outside. And I think that you also know a lot, too, honey. I don't know if you're always being quite honest with me.
Roger, she's patronizing me and tapping me on the shoulder.
I really think I agree with that man. You know, if it's green and you can, like, play bocce ball outside and play around with your kids and kick a ball, what's the problem? Why? What takes grass into being a yard?
Well, it's, in my mind, it's the usage of the material. If it's for playing on, and look, you know, it's the front of your house and it's really manicured, it's a lawn. If it's, you know, let grow a little bit, a little wild, it's turf. And if it's made out of nylon or synthetic, then it's artificial turf. So we've got three things to choose from. The lawn is one of the biggest things that set your house out when that first pull-up impact. And we've all grown accustomed to that instant green lawn. You know, you put enough fertilizer on it, anything's going to turn green. But it's, when you want a really green lawn, it's more important to know what's going on with the soil. So I always urge everyone, first thing in the spring or fall, get a soil test done, and let's see what that soil is really telling us.
How do you do
soil
that?
Test?
How, that's a, I love that. How do you do that?
Most states have a extension service where you can mail off. They'll, if you go online, they'll tell you how to take a sample, you mail it off to them, and they'll mail you back the results showing the type of soil, your pH, your fertilizer levels, and how to remedy it, how much you should add to the lawn. The one thing we all do is we add too much nitrogen to the lawn. It turns green, it makes it grow really fast, but it's not the greatest thing for the plant. The stronger the root system is, the better the soil is, the better the plant is.
Wow. I don't, have we ever done that? I would say
me?
No, then.
I know through osmosis.
That long, what do you, you just like lay on the ground and pet it, and then you just sort of know it just comes
in? It comes in through osmosis through my face. If I go face plant down there for a while. Roger, I'm sure you've used that technique.
Absolutely.
No, I have done that. And you go around, they send you a little box, and you go around and dig, like, what, a 5 or 10 different places so that it gets an overall soil sample. Then you mail it to whatever the address is. Then they have chemistry people look at it. Then they'll give you a report back. So
that's
that you
fascinating.
Put on,
I want to do that.
All right, we'll do that.
That would be great. We have a 6-year-old, and I think he would be fascinated with that as well. But, Roger, I do want to ask you, I read something about a bulb sandwich on thisoldhouse.com, and I'm kind of a little bit fascinated by the concept of a bulb sandwich, which was planting different bulbs in the same bed because the different bulbs will all bloom at different times, so you'll have a continuous.
You read about this at This Old House. This happens in your front yard every year.
It's,
Roger,
it's not that successful.
Can you provide me some marital counseling?
It's not that successful. You have, like, you try to do it, but it doesn't actually work. I think we have to get our soil tested.
It's a great thing for small spaces or containers or things like that to get a repetitive bloom type of thing. It's it, you know, gardening's all about sequence, all about, you know, what comes in the flower, what comes in the leaf, when, where, and that, and this is just part of the early sequence of us getting good growth of color early in the spring.
Okay. I think it's a really, really smart idea and kind of efficient, too, in a way. So I'm wondering, though, do you have a favorite kind of grass? I know that you're buried under a lot of snow right now where you are, but, you know, is there a kind of grass that you enjoy working with, enjoy looking at?
I'm trying to change the image of the perfect lawn. A lot of people are trying to change the image that you can have a lawn that has a little bit of clover in it, or maybe a dandelion or two, but overall the whole lawn is healthy. That's the most important thing. And what I'm trying to do is get away from that. It used to be a bluegrass lawn that was cut to 2 inches twice a week and fed every other week and stayed perfectly green. And that's just not what we're shooting for anymore. What we're shooting for is a lawn that will withstand drought and uses minimal fertilizers and herbicides and will be able to be played on by the kids and take a rough and tumble lifestyle and still look good.
So because we all have to use fertilizers at some point, you know, things start to take over like crabgrass, for example. I'd love to hear what you think about that, but generally speaking, you can buy them in two varieties. You spray them on with your garden hose, or you put them on like a particulate matter with a spreader. Is one better than another, or do they sort of work equally but differently?
It depends on how much you can withstand as far as weeds go. Typically, crabgrass is an early season grass. It occurs on the south and east side of the house, not on the north and west side, so you can only treat the eastern south side with what's called a pre-emergent. It actually forms a layer in the soil and stops the crabgrass from growing up through. Or you can go around after it germinates and hand treat it, hand sprayer, like you said, with a hose end sprayer, or they sell those little 5-gallon ones that you pump up and walk around and spray. You are using much less of any type of chemical when you do that for crabgrass or any weed than if you do the whole lawn. So I always try to get everyone to just go around and spot treat instead of putting chemicals across the whole lawn.
We've done that for a weed that I can't identify. I don't know what it is, but it was taking over, and I sprayed one of those. It comes in a bottle, and it took care of it quite well.
I am really curious because I deem you as the guru of the landscape, Roger. How is your favorite way to enjoy a lawn? Is it sitting in a hammock? Is it a fire pit? Is it friends, a party? Is it playing bocce ball? Like, what is the thing that you like to do and, like, what you deem to be the fantasy lawn?
None of those included on a lawnmower.
Oh, they didn't actually, no. That could be true, too.
My favorite thing is to sit down on a patio in a nice comfortable chair with a cup of coffee and a book and watch all the birds come to the bird feeder. That's my way of relaxing and peaceful, and I even shut off my cell phone and it's just like total serenity.
How do you shut off a phone? I didn't realize that was possible.
How do you shut off a phone?
There's that little button it's that little button you can't find that we don't know how to use. That's the off button. One thing we should consider is, especially with grasses, is they're probably one of the biggest users of water in our house. So there's a lot of restrictions, and you know, because you're in California, what the restrictions are like out there. So that the other thing we're doing is getting away from lawns that we call thirsty ones that use a lot of water or won't stand up to a little bit of heat and a little bit of dryness. That's a big, big thing when we're putting in lawns now.
I've got 45,000
questions. Your brain is exploding.
But I'll just skip them all to inform you of this very important thing, that there's a before and after on this. You might want to sit down, watch the bird feeder. Kevin O'Connor, you're familiar with him. He and I have a Twitter war called Game of Lawns, where one of the things that inspires me to be more of a lawn fanatic than I am is an adversary. And I feel like that I'd like to inform you of that on Twitter with Kevin O'Connor, who you might know. I think I might just leave it there because I can hear the wheels turning.
I want to give one example of so what Mark and Kevin do is they trade images, and one image springs to mind is one of them posted, "This is how I edge my lawn," and it was dollar bills along the side of the lawn. So, like, they are just so.
That funny. Wasn't Kevin.
He obviously borrowed the money.
I probably got it from one of his children, I imagine. I call
my edging lawn sharpening. I love that crisp.
You guys are way too into the lawn. The lawn is meant to be enjoyed. Unless you enjoy that much hard work, I'm trying to simplify it for you, not make it harder.
Oh, this is why I love Roger.
There you go.
That's why he's the king of lawns for me.
There you go.
Yeah, because I want to enjoy it. The point about fixing up your house and the point about fixing up your yard is that you can enjoy it with your family.
Which is why I call this interview on our My Fix It Up Life podcast with Roger from This Old House the Roger Cook University of Lawnsomeness.
Lawnsomeness?
Yeah, I just made that up.
It's like handsomeness?
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
We are a little bit crazy, but in the minute that we have left, I want to ask, do you have a lawn pet peeve? Because we were just talking with another friend of ours, Chris Lampton, and Mark and he really get irritated when there's a string trimmer being used incorrectly. Is there something that you hear and you're like, oh, no, stop doing that?
Would you repeat that once again? I'm sorry.
Is there something about someone's lawn that irritates you? Is it like the string trimmer, if the string is too short, or they're using something wrong, or they planted something in the wrong place, it's not going to get the right light? Is
they're
there
fortunate with their lawnmower?
Do you have a pet peeve about lawns?
Yeah, trying to grow a lawn in the shade. People just keep seeding it and seeding it and seeding it. Mother Nature's telling you that the lawn won't grow there. It's too shady. Switch to a ground cover that'll tolerate shade. It'll be green. You won't have to mow it.
Mark, Mother always knows best.
I hope I got this right. Pachysandra would be one of those where you plant it like in a garden bed around the base of the trees. Every situation's different, but that's kind of the thing you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. And another pet peeve would be when people put lawn up against the trunk of a tree and end up trimming the tree with a string trimmer and killing it. So I like to see a mulch bed, and it doesn't have to be mulch. It'd be compost spread around the base of a tree, you know, wide enough to keep the lawnmowers away from it.
Like a foot in diameter, say, around the whole base of the tree, the root flare?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. Huh. Yep.
I have learned so much.
It makes cutting easier. It makes trimming easier.
Roger, you brought up compost, which in the 10 seconds we have left, we don't have time to talk about. But I would like to go to the Roger Cook University of Lawnsomeness on compost someday.
Ooh, we would love to have you back.
Okay.
Compost nuts over here. But we got.
I call it black gold.
Oh,
black gold.
Black gold. Well, you'll have to wait for Roger Cook from
this
old house. Thank you.
Follow him on Twitter. We do.
At Roger Cook, TOH. We got to go, Roger. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you again soon, and enjoy your lawn.
Take care.
Thank you.